To work in other people's fields. Ugoshe nipto min avoyde le'erev hayoyisav and moso sha'achas v'ishtadlus v'charitzus. When he had some spare time at night, he would finish working, he would come home, he would work his field for a while. Ugoshe nipto lo miskoret, miskirut, yomim kedei mazon, yom echad hayoyisav, hayomaniach lasis v'shel acherim v'hayisavu v'hayisav v'shelo v'tachlis v'ishtadlus v'charitzus. When he had a bit of money saved up, he had a little bit to earn, then he could take a day off work and he could go and work his field the whole day. And he didn't stop doing this until he'd done everything he had to do with his field. When it came time for the harvest, so then he went and he harvested and did what he had to do with his finest man, Bashana Shenis. From there, he was able to live on in the second year. And he was able to work his field fully, to do whatever he needed to do. Then he went and he put in trees. He had enough fruit growing every year for his panosa. And he was able to then add, he was able to buy more land. And that's slowly, slowly how he grew. Even she the other one understood also that if he's going to work in his field, he's not going to have what to eat. It's going to keep him from working in the other business. So he left the field lagamrei. He went himself out like the other brother as well. He got his daily wage and he lived with it. He didn't add anything. He didn't go work the field. Ushashua, when he had a bit of extra money, so he went off and watched cricket. I don't know what he did in his spare time. Vulaya Khoishev, Beinya Dad Mosai, he didn't think about what's going to be with his land. Vaita Sashaya Nibotam in Avoida, Bemay Avadosai, Hayahilach Behen El Amerchats. In the days that he didn't work, he was off or whatever. He would go to the bathhouses, he would go do whatever in their terms. I don't know. Go to the beach, Venishara Ad Mosai Shmoma in his land, didn't work on his land, Loitzmichudovim, Vital Kula Kimshunim, Veneras Great Gedera, Venosa Shitofon, Esalyonois, Kamoshama Chochem, I'll stay Ish Otzel Lavarti. Shlomo Melech says, I walk past the field of a lazy man, Vel Kerem Adam Chosolev, and a person who's lacking understanding, Vine Ola Kula Kimshunim. They were full of thorns and destructive elements, and the fence of stone was completely in their rust. So that's a marshal. The wise person, when he looks at this marshal, he sees other things. I'm not sure exactly what he's saying here. See what the late Toiv here, just 1 second. Oh, so he's being nimshal, you have to know this. The marshal of the land of the Adama is the neshama. That's the nimshal. When he's talking about the land, he's talking about the two brothers working the land. He's talking about the neshama here. The chacham sheyain b'moshal zeh yovin b'menu keitzad alav lisko et seifei. He remembers when he listens to this marshal. He remembers he's got to remember the end where we all headed. Ashuma oina amitoi. That's the real destination. That's where we're really heading. V'yishtan lepol amano b'kol yocholtoi, and he puts all his koiches into that as much as he can. But he's also got to, if he just works on that, he's not going to have what to eat. So he's also going to take some time out to work on Olam Hazeh. There it's like the guy in the field, he rents himself out for a day by day, in order to have enough to live on. He's only doing it because he has to. He's not renting himself out to other people because he wants to. He's doing because he has to. Because in the meantime, until he gets his business off, you know, you have a startup company, so you have to find a job and work on the job until the startup starts producing some bucks. So same year, he doesn't have a choice. Kedela asig es panoso bilvad. That's only he's doing it. If you like tipesh noig b'shnei advarim lehefach, the fool does exact opposite in both his inyanim. He hands himself over to Olam Hazeh, like that's the Iker. And he forgets about Olam Haba, he forgets about his field, he forgets about his neshama. When he meditated on the conduct of a fool, when I saw the fool, when I saw the result of this behavior of the lazy man, all he worries about is Olam Hazeh, I took from that Musa, says Shlomo Melech. From that I learned not to be like them. That is a translation to our terms, our language. What's it got to do with us? The person has to know that Olam Hazeh is temporary. You got to get through here. But why are we in Olam Hazeh? It's to Olam Haba. We're not here for Olam Hazeh. Ah, you need what you need, and you've got to do what you have to do, because that's how Hashem set up the world, and that's because of Gzas Apecha, because of Adam Arishon, whatever the way that we set up in the world, not just in Parnosa. Many, many things a person has to be mishtadl, even though Hashem's taking care of everything. But he has to understand that the ik is to get himself to Gan Eden. that's why he's here. The reason why he's here is to go to heaven, not to go to hell. And he has to do everything he can in order to do that. Hechrach, what he has to do, the maintenance and the oisek and the dabbling in the world, the mitzvahs that he's machayev to do, he has to do. But he has to do that, he's ishtadlis and work whatever, but not that, to think for 1 minute that's what it's all about. When I come back from the trips, no matter how short they are, this is always an isoina. When I come back, that's why I just wanted to see this marshal again, just to redefine what you're living for. Even the frumest and the biggest ballet stock or whatever, they got it all wrong. They got it all wrong, I'm telling you now. And you can't tell them because they don't want to listen. I'm happy to tell them. I don't mind if I give me a check, but they're not going to listen. So why lose a check and they don't listen? No, really, it completely mixed up. Completely mixed up. Shocking. Yeah, the ikka is the work, and then whatever. You know, you've got to do mitzvahs, you've got to give stock, you've got to learn Torah, whatever, but you've got to feed yourself. You know, chinami. You've got to learn, and you've got to work, and you've got to do everything. It's all in a chinami. But where's your destination? What flight are you on? You know, you're on a flight that's going to fly around the whole day, and you can sit in first class and eat nice food, or the flight has to land sometime. The plane's going to land. Anyway. You guys that got led up to that marshal, whatever you do with it and how you reconcile that, I don't know, I wasn't here, and the person who was responsible is not here either, so I can't ask him what was going on. So, we're going to start Perek Dalet, which is really the meat of getting into Shara Bechida. You see, there's 7 levels here, and we'll deal with it. Ulam ala shayla, kama im sugya chokhma hanirim bebri. How many types of wisdom are apparent? I'm translating the word nirim as a parent. How much are seen in the bria? Shenuchal is boinen bem, that you're able to meditate on them. Noima ki yisoides hachochmah sheyeshnam bebruim, that there are foundations of wisdom that you have in the bria. Afal pi sheyesh bem har b'minim, even though there are many, many, many different species. Or be called men har b'pratim, in every species many, many pratim. Because there is nuchal achalek otam l'shiva sugim klalim. You can get it into 7 specific categories. It's genius to do that. Sug echad hu achochma aneres b'shol sheha oilam v'arbat yisodoisov. One sug of chochma is that which is apparent in the roots of the world and in the 4 yisodos. V'raseinu keitzed kadua aretz oimad b'emtza oilam. In the way that the Kadu Aretz, the earth, this planet that we live on, kind of hangs in the middle of nowhere. Kenekuda b'toicha igu, like a little, he's not describing the geographical situation of where the planets are yet. Just when you look up and look at the world, whatever, you realize that things like blobbed in the middle and it's just hanging in the middle of nowhere. And there's this, the higher waters which surround the Aretz. I don't know where you... whatever, I just went through the marshal again because I needed to machazak off to go overseas. You need to learn that marshal very well, machazak yourself again, and we started very talent. Good, good. It drove you mad. Nachon. Va'avim esov v'esayam v'esayaboshe. There's air that surrounds the seas and the dry land. Va'aish nimtzes lemalem mikulam, and the aish is above all of them. Don't know which aish he's referring to here. V'kol osu b'midu b'mishkol. We all know already, I don't think anybody doubts that, that everything, the way the universe is put together, the world's created, and the way it's all done, is done with exact, excruciating exactness. An inch here, half a millimeter there, and the planet, the world just doesn't exist. Lo mishtane memene dover. Kol echad me'avis ha'yesoides kavur b'mokam ha'imuchad avura mugbal do. Each of the four yesoides has its specific place that's mugbal for it. Shetach hayam mugbal v'oimed. The sea stays where the sea is. V'amayim kluim b'soichim v'eni oivrim el'gvuloi. And the waters don't go over the gvulim, except when Hashem allows it to happen. There's a thing called the tsunami in the world, which the Midrash discusses why that is, that sometimes the waters, but even then they go back to where they came from very quickly. The yam comes every day and it tries to go on the land and it doesn't. It goes back and it comes and it's stuck in its space. Gam im golov misraimimim v'ruchos of saris. Even if the waves arouse themselves and the storm winds blow, k'moshah mashelam al hayam, ve'esh bolav chuki, ve'asim b'riach u'delosayim, ve'imad po tova u'lo toisif. This is where you come up to and you don't add, ve'po yoshish b'goin galechon. This is where your waves will end. Ve'dovid ha'melech amar al amidus ha'shamayim v'aretz. On the way the heavens and the earth are set up, lo'ilam ha'shem dvorcha nitzav b'shamayim. Hashem's words are established in the heavens. L'dor v'dei emunosecho k'noin to'eretz v'tamoy. They're all your servants, all the different aspects of the natural Bria, the four Yesodos, are all serving Hashem and doing exactly what they have to do in their specific world. If you want to see Shara Bechina, take out Bochi Nafshi, have a look at Bochi Nafshi. That's David HaMelech's Shara Bechina. Each thing has its unique gvul, and each thing is specifically put where it needs to be, according to the Chochmah of the Boire. And Hashem discusses it.
No, they have done documentary with the satellite. They see what the clouds are doing with the sun. They are coming from the desert to Amazon to fertilize, and everything they see.
Everything
is exactly what they need. And no, they have come a full picture.
Yes, no, today, Baruch Hashem, you have no excuses. With the satellites and with the telescopes and what they
have. No excuses for it.
For not being Isaac in Shara Bechina. What they know and what you see and how they know. It's unbelievable. So that's the first Chochmah that a person sees in the world, is just at the most basic level. The four Yesodos and how the heavens and the earth and how everything is in place and how it keeps its place and it does what it has to do at the macrocosmic level.
See, everything is linked.
It's all connected. It's all connected.
I told my girl.
That's what it means. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's all one thing. It's all Hashem. That's the definition of beauty, by the way. The definition of beauty, Yafes, is taking all the different components of a given structure and putting them in their place and putting them in. They're all doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. That is the definition of beauty. Yeah?
I was saying, I told my girls this Shabbos that once people believed that the world was flat and you could come to the end and fall off. It's like, fall off where? And they were laughing. That I was like, well, it's easy for you to laugh today when you have everything to know that the world is round. But, you know, in those days, when really they didn't have
that you see the genius of Chazal. That's when you see the genius of Chazal. When people are running around thinking the world is flat, we already were doing Kiddush HaChodesh and working out the Cheshbonos and understood exactly how it works. It's one of the big chizuks of Torah. You understand that this was clear to us. Yeah. The Rambam didn't make it up. The Rambam Zilchus Kiddush HaKadosh, he didn't make that up. It's from Chazal. Vasuga Shani, he a chokhma niris bemina odom. Ashua ilam a cotton. Odom, who's a microcosm of the entire universe, if you want to find the chokhma, you go there. Ubishvilo nivra kol, and for him the whole thing was created. Vu yefi veziva ilam vushlemusu. He's the beauty and the crown of the world and its completeness. Va'alav kiv and dovid amelech ha'vashom ba'amru Hashem Adonainu ma'adi shimcha b'chol ha'aret. This is from Ori Nevuchim. This is well known. The Ramchal discusses this in footnote Lamed. He says, Dovid ze'yadua muvua b'kol sifra kadmoinim sha'adam murkav mikol oisen ha'koyche shemurkav men o'ilam ha'godu. That Adam is made up of all the parts and aspects that the entire world is made up of. That the whole world in total is the dugma of the human being. We're all besoif sefer ochus tadikim, ochus tadikim. Rosh sefer shevet Musa, ubesefer shvile emuna, rosh misivdalet. Many stories. Sefer Kabbalah, the Ramchal, all discuss this aspect. That Adam is a microcosm of the entire universe. And he contains inside of him the entire Bria, and that's let us make man. That's how the Nefesh HaChaim learns Pshat in let us make man. That each of the Bria gave a certain aspect of itself, and with that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam. Means he created everything in 6 days. When everything was ready, he took a part of everything, and from that, he created this Murkav called Adam. And that, he says, is the secret of Perek Shira. I don't know what the secret is, but I'm just telling you, if you want to, those of you who say Perek Shira for 40 days, that's the secret of Perek Shira, that all the Bria is contained within Adam, and that's why when an Adam makes a mistake, he drags the whole world down with him, and when he does the right thing, he lifts up the whole world with him, because he is a microcosm of the entire universe. So that's the second species, the second place where you're going to see the enormous Chochmah of the Bible is in Adam. And he's Shleimusa. Asuga Shlishi, a Chochma Niris, Bahakovus Adam me Arbas Yusaidus. Is the wisdom that's apparent from the way Adam is made up and joined together from the four Yusaidus. Vechibu Evrei Gufa Echad Shemi. And how the limbs are all joined together and function in harmony. Vechaychis Nafsha. Vechora Seichel Sheboy Nosen Rakla Adam. The power of his neshama and the light of his seichel that only Adam was given. And his milas that he has above all the other animals who don't speak. And he is similar, the word doime doesn't mean similar, he is a dimion of the oilam agadol. And he is Moshul Elav Vashoshi Visadosa Va'elu Kivat Va'elav Kivat Yev Va'amroi Halo Kechalav Tatichaini Ukagagvine Takfiaini Oru Boset Albishenu Vatzomois Vigidim Tiskechaini Chayim Vachesed Asinti Imodi Upagadoscha Shomra Ruchi. Yeah, we'll see it. I'm just trying to work out what he's... Yeah, from a blob of sand. Yeah. I don't understand what he's adding. Why is this Suga Shlishi? Why is this not Chelek of Suga Sheni? In Suga Sheni, he says, Ya Chochma Niris Bemina Adam. Asher Oilam Akotun Ubishvilo Nivra Kol. Now, Suga Shlishi, not Suga Shlishi, this is just an explanation of the Suga Sheni. And the second one is?
He said,
So there's a chokhma that you see just in the shleimus of Adam, without going in and taking it apart and breaking it down. And then there's shlishi where you see the murkav, the way it's put together. Try to understand what chain it is. Okay.
The microcosm and the microcosm.
Yeah, just not sure what the. He's got seven categories there, which he's defined. He took millions of categories and squeezed them into seven. You want them to be exact. So I'm just trying to understand what the differences are. Okay, just to get back to Eoiv. The Gredel Yisurav Hitchanen Eoiv al Hashem Shelo Yashchis as Yotzir Kopov Sheboro Yisoy Bekol Kach Ha Bechochma. Of the great Yisurim that Eoiv had, that he pleaded to Hashem, that he shouldn't destroy the work of his labor, the work of his hands, that he created Adam with so much chokhmah. And Eoiv goes and describes the enormous wonder that Hashem, how he created Adam from the beginning. He was just a little bit of water. And then it became something like cottage cheese. Veshuv nikram aleim or, and then he put on skin, vabosa, vaginim, vatsomois. Ache Hashem bechos de mafiach baruch hachayim. He created this physical structure with the limbs and sinews and muscles and nerves, the whole physiological structure. And then he gave it a neshama, ruach chayim. Veledei hashgochas Hashem v'tzivoiv nishma bo ruach chayim ze. Via the Ashgoch and the Tziv Hashem, this Ruach Chaim, this spiritual dimension, stays in Adam. And he binds the spiritual aspect to this physical goof. Shumit Pele HaBoira, which is one of the greatest pillars of the Boira, that you can have an Ashoma and a goof working together. Okay, that's how he learns Pshat in Eoiv. So that's the third category where you can see the wisdom of Hashem. The first one is just in the total structure of the world. Then in the way Adam is a representation of that world, a microcosm of that world, which is, by the way, the whole study of Kabbalah. The whole study of Kabbalah is that, and how you see that in the Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the ultimate microcosm of everything. The third sug is how you see Adam, how he's put together, not the Shlevim, not the microcosm aspect of him in the world, the Moshel of the Bria, but the way it's all put together and working and how it functions as a physical and spiritual Bria. V'asuga revi hi achochma niras b'yesa ba'le chayim b'ketonom v'ad gedoylom. The animal world, the little animals, the big animals, hamo'ifafim ba'avir v'soichim b'mayim, they fly in the sky and swim in the water. As they chim al bitnam v'hoilchim al abba, that crawl on their tummies and walk on four legs. But tzurosayim and midosayim ashoinus, each one with different shapes and midas. V'mash hayim mishamshim la'odom, each one is there to serve Adam. V'ezah hanov v'toeles hayim avien la'olam, and each one what he brings, the enormous benefit each one brings to the world. K'mo sh'nizkar b'tshuvas ha'boreh le'eoiv, bo'chiach oiseh l'sim leiv al hashgochas Hashem v'kol ha'roim. V'Hashem commands Eoiv to go look carefully and to see how everything in the Bria is exactly the way it's supposed to be. Mi yochin la'oirev tzedoy, provides for the raven its food. Ki yolodov el kel yeshau v'yisol ibli oichel. The babies of the raven look to Hashem because they don't get fed by the parents. U'kashem mamshich l'sapeh sham mi haminim ha'shonim shel chayis ha'midbar v'ayom. Who feeds all these different things? Who takes care of all these things? Go look and meditate. That enough can keep you busy for a few hundred years. He's just having a look at how all the animals are put together and that the food is exactly what they need and how it's put, and the benefit that each one brings to the Bria. To go look and understand. That's the fourth area. Let's assume we'll carry on. We have more time. That took millions of years for those worms to, And then matim, any other bird eats those worms, they'll die. The Buduk matim the raven. It's not for every bird.
It can only work with the raven.
There was one of the biggest kashas, Rabbi Midah Miller has a whole safe on this, one of the biggest kashas on evolution. Is how did the food evolve together while the animals were evolving matim for them? How did the food know to evolve itself into what the animals Biduk would need? How did bamboo know to evolve Biduk, the enzymes, the chemical reactions, whatever necessary for a panda bear to eat while the panda evolving from a little plankton? How did they track together the evolution? It was one of the biggest kashas. Not that you need kashas, but